Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are continuing our discussion on past lives and how you measure the karma within them, and also taking calls for on-air readings. We do have a couple callers in the queue, 347. You do not have one pressed on your phone. You need to do so in order to let us know that you would like to speak with us. Please press one if you would like to speak with us, area code 347. Okay. Perhaps 347 is just listening, or maybe they're not paying attention. So real quick, before we get to our callers, we want to invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Please do follow our show, like our pages. We really appreciate you doing so. And if you use the show, really, it's the least you can do to support us. So please do that. Call in number 914-338-0164 and press 1 if you'd like to speak with the host. Again, 347 if you'd like to speak with us. Please let us know by pressing 1. Okay, 480 we're going to take here.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. This is Michael.
Okay. Michael, where are you calling from?
I am in Las Vegas.
Oh, wait. Have we talked to you a bunch before?
I don't know necessarily about a bunch, but a few times, yeah.
Yeah, you're the guy who does, you're working in restaurants right now, but you do other things normally.
Yes.
You're in restaurants. Yeah. Okay. Hi. What's your birthday again?
5/29/70.
All right. Hey. All right. So what's going on?
Well, I've got a couple job offers for sales positions, and potentially a bartending gig down on the Strip, which I may or may not hear about today. And I just kind of wanted to get an idea if one is better than the other.
Bar on the Strip, bartending on the Strip,
mm-hmm.
and
two
versus
sales positions.
Two sales positions. What are you selling?
One is entry level. It's vacation. The other one is a work from home with a nice base and basically Facebook, Instagram advertising.
The one that you say is you're selling vacations is like timeshares or something.
It's not timeshares, but it's through, you know, one of the big hotels, you know, where they offer the $199, you know, Vegas Orlando special type of
I
thing.
See.
And I know none of those positions are, you know, forever.
Right. You're just doing them to make some money. I mean, your ultimate goal is what?
Ultimate goal is to get into something that I'm working from home and able to travel.
But you're able to work from home from the one position. Salary wise, I mean, you said there's a base and then there's bonuses. If you're
base and commission, correct.
To me, I mean, I would say the job where you're selling vacations, I don't know, I just don't get a good vibe from that job. But maybe Neil has a different vibe than I do. I don't know.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, if you want some immediate money and probably a kind of a solid sense of money, but without any real future in it, unless you get stuck there. The bartending is going to give you an immediate
cash
income
flow.
And you'll get your tips and you'll have your money. But the problem with that is it's a dead end. In other words, it might have the most money, but it doesn't have the, I mean, if you get stuck there, you're going to be doing that, and that can be exhausting work and your hands and everything. So if you're really looking at the sales at home, the opportunity to go into the Facegram thing and just get your feel of
Facegram.
Well, you're selling things on Facegram.
Facegram. Facebook or Instagram?
Oh.
Book. Yeah, basically selling advertising.
You can tell that Neil doesn't really use
I don't go on these things. It doesn't. My predictions are better than my vocabulary sometimes.
No, well, the vocabulary is fine. It's just the morphing of terms, you know, like, current, you know, websites. You
Graham's,
may not be familiar
Graham's
with.
I that's what I used to call my grandmother. But anyways, so, you know, you're going to have more experience there, and it's more in the longevity. Of your energy of what you're trying to do and getting your feet wet and going forward. I think you said you have a base salary there and benefits.
No, the base salary is at the other job. And I just want to interject something here.
Oh, the vacation job has a low hourly plus commission.
What job?
The vacation
job
has a low hourly plus commission, and then the at home has a nice base plus commission.
The base plus commission is the at home.
That's
one.
That's what I'm saying. That's the one. That's the one I'm working on. The one at home is the one with Facebook.
Yes, that's correct.
So the one at home is the one with Facebook with has a nice base salary.
I thought you were saying the bartending
no,
is the base salary.
It's a no-brainer, Michael. I don't know what you're debating. I mean, if you probably want about a quarter more salary, you might do the bartending. But where's that going to go? I mean, it's foolish. Go into sales, on Facebook, Instagram, and you have a nice base, you have benefits. Why are you debating?
Well, just real quick, what is the differential? Do you think? Money wise, between the bartending and the at home sales job, which is exactly the one that's the one I thought you should go to too.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, what's the difference? I mean, what do you anticipate you'd be making monthly bartending?
Monthly, probably in the start, probably like a couple thousand.
A couple thousand? That's not even that much. And what?
It's not that much.
It really is.
Because, again, it's a new restaurant and there's been some turnover.
I definitely would go with that job. And you're able to work from home. And how much is that, the base salary?
The base is two grand on that plus commission.
Plus commission. Do you anticipate you'd make a decent commission, a couple thousand more, maybe a month?
No, absolutely. It's absolutely. I've had tremendous success in the past of doing business to business before.
What is your brain?
That's the problem. That's the problem in my brain.
Yeah.
Well, the hotel job does not, I just think that's not a job I would take.
No. Unless you move into the hotel and you become an exec, but what is your brain saying that makes it so debatable?
You know, it's just make basically the money starting out right away, you know, type of thing. Cause I know again, in the restaurant, I mean,
well, he can walk.
I just bounced back and forth so many times that I'm waffling.
Walking away with the cash in his pocket nightly. It's not like
you're
he's
having a problem
paycheck.
With faith in yourself. If you want to be working on at home and become your own master at home, and you're afraid that you may not make as much money doing this work, but this is the kind of work you want to do, but you get a commission, then you're having a problem with faith in yourself. This is all messed up. Are your parents divorced, or did you come from a weird family breakup or something?
Well, she, my mom passed when I was 14.
That's where probably some of the notches of lack of faith or self-esteem or something got started. So, mm-hmm. So that's what I'm feeling. And you're carrying something with you from your background that gives you a sense of anxiety about doing it on your own. You've got to strictly be independent, be strong. This is what you want to do. The job came along as a godsend because it's in your line of work, working at home. You get to make commissions. Your base salary is still a couple thousand a month, the same as bartending. Your tips probably equal to your commission, and your commission can exceed your tips because what you're doing for it's the same base salary, and what you're doing for tips is mixing drinks. What's the matter with you? The other one, you're getting commission for doing the kind of work you're looking for.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, this
are
second,
you still
nothing.
In the rest? Uh-huh.
This moment, nothing.
Nothing.
You don't have a job right now.
And has the job been offered to you? Is it a sure thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have offer letters. I have the two offer letters from both places. And start dates.
Oh, do the one at home. It's no question.
Yeah.
No question.
Okay.
Bartending. It's no temp. No question.
No.
No.
I'm saying no
bartending.
He's
contracting
don't do it.
This work that he wants to ultimately do with bartending. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It has something to do with your psychological brain mechanism that's mm-hmm. getting you confused. And I don't think that part of your brain is healthy.
And you're saying that the $2,000 base salary is going to match in total what you'd make from that bartending job a month?
Probably so, until it gets figured out, you know, in a couple months, you know, whether I get
right. It would have to, the restaurant would have to grow, and then perhaps you'd be making more because
exactly.
it's, you know, but
Michael,
yeah, no, you're going into your field. You say you want to work from home. Work
get stronger,
from home
Michael.
Do
don't wait. How old are you? What are you? You're almost 50.
Yeah.
49.
Yeah, get stronger.
49.
Don't waste time, you know, deciding who you are as a human being. Get stronger. Go into this. Be strong. Be excited. It's all your package. You can do it. And to me, it's about time you get into this. You're getting too old to start debating what you want to do. And if you at close to 50, you're deciding whether you want to do your dream or be a bartender. It's silly to me. It's a waste of time. If I were you, I would be doing the work at home, being excited about it, and giving it everything you've got. Find out who you really are.
Thanks for the pep talk, coach.
Yeah. Well, it does sound a little bit like that, but
no,
you know,
it's fine.
The passion behind it is because we care about our callers, and we have a mm-hmm. very limited amount of time. And when we feel assured about something, then we've got to be assertive. I mean, if Chris and I debated whether we should do a radio show or you know, twiddle our thumbs and look at TV, we've now done 678 shows.
Wow.
And so, you know, what, I don't know. To me, action. You know, action. You got the offer. I'm repeating myself. That's what I think you should do.
Okay, awesome. Good luck.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. Take care.
Good luck.
And Michael can
bye.
Follow us. You should join us on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker, and our page is Neil Baker Psychic and the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Please follow us. Please like our pages. If you call the show, we really appreciate you supporting us there.
You know, there's a movie called Michael with John Travolta. He played an angel, a fallen angel or something. I never really saw the movie, but somebody told me it was like kind of sad. So whenever I hear that name, Michael, I think of that movie about the angel.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe we should watch it.
Okay, maybe we should. Is it even a good movie though?
I don't know.
Seems,
I have no idea.
I feel like I've seen, like, you know, like stills from the movie with John Travolta in it. You know, like the poster
oh, really?
Or whatever. Yeah, it rings a bell. But anyway, okay. 347 raised her hand. This is Nilda.
Yes. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Thanks. How are you?
This is the second time calling in. Yes.
Yeah.
I seem to be all over the place financially. I'm a caretaker. There's a lot going on. So I'm just wondering, what do you see, or you can guide me through something that
You're all over the place, you say.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
57 years old. can you elaborate just a bit more? I can't remember, Nilda, what we talked about on the last show.
When I called on the last show, I just happened to call in a few minutes before it ended, so I really didn't get to anything
major. Well, we had
major.
To talk about something. There had to be something.
Oh, yes, of course.
But what did we talk about?
What I'm talking about is I'm my mom's caretaker. I've been trying to get her home attended for like the past 8 months. I'm stuck on that. I haven't really gone out per se with adults, let's say, because I'm always surrounded around kids. I help out in the school. I help out in the church.
Right,
I help out in my community.
That.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just kind of
like. Did you ask us about a relationship on the last show? I can't remember.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
they,
you do.
Someone that's going to guide me through all of this, I think is how it was
told to me. What's your most birthday? So basically what you're saying is your time is occupied essentially by helping others, not having enough time for yourself. You're feeling really stressed. And drain.
Mm-hmm.
And so your question.
And if I do have time for myself, it's like I'm stuck. I'm not doing anything productive with it, because my mind is always on something else other than myself.
Mm-hmm. And so your question is, how do you set aside time for yourself that's productive and
mm-hmm.
self-nurturing? Well, is that the question?
Yes. And what do you see? What do you see for me, or suggest that I should do that'll help?
What's your mother's birth date?
Hers is 12/1940.
1940, and what's wrong with her?
She has Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's.
I wrote down Alzheimer's, so before you said it, Neil can vouch for me. Probably I should have said it 10, 11, 12, 13, but I wrote down Alzheimer's. 23,
yeah.
27, 9 she is. Okay. Seven, which, I mean, matches her, 11, 7.
Yeah,
there's some correlation to your birth date, too. Well, gosh, it's tough. I mean,
well, if you're talking about the core issue of what to do with your free time and you get distracted because you have some... your responsibilities at home and all these things you have to do with your kids and your grandkid, you've been divorced, blah, blah, blah. You got all these responsibilities that have that center in the home. And a lot of it is crisis management, maintenance, and just rearing the children and being there as a matriarchal figure. Okay, so you got all those responsibilities and you want to find out what you can do artistically. Here's what I'm coming up
artistically?
With.
Artistically?
Well, I'm saying artistic.
Saying
I think artistic. You have some talent. It seems like, if you're going to have free time and all you do is think about your family during that time and you have free time, you're foolish, because free time is it's called free time.
This is the tough love hour today.
Yeah.
God.
Why in your free time, if it's free time, why are you robbing yourself of that free time by thinking about your family?
Because she's probably...
excuses.
Well,
so here's what you need to do. If you want a question, if you want me to answer the question, Kristen can do it her way. Here's my way. I feel you're artistic and that you can do something with artwork, whether it's cut, you cut something out and you paste it and you sell it. There's something to do with something that you have as a talent that you can sell, maybe online, that has beauty and design to it. I don't know if they're cards or if they're little paintings, but it's something artistic, Nilda. Do you have any artistic ambitions or desires or talents?
I do, as a matter of fact, but nothing. Like right now, as I'm
I don't care about the nothing. What do you like to do artistically?
As I'm sitting here talking to you, I have my adult coloring book. So as I'm speaking to you both, listening to what you're saying to me, I'm doing my coloring.
Yeah,
well,
I see.
So
wow.
That seems to soothe me.
Wow.
And music, of course.
Okay, Nilda, listen, we don't have cameras in your room. You're asking psychics to give their impression. You're coloring. We're picking that energy up. That's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Create coloring books for kids. Maybe coloring books that help them with their domestic issues or their emotional issues.
Let me just ask Nilda a question.
Sure.
So is the coloring something that you do in your free time regularly when you're, and you're saying your mind is so distracted when you're doing coloring?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you need to do.
Well, she needs to come up with something more creative than just coloring.
No, wait a minute. Here's what you need to do. You need to create a coloring book where children can color in situations that have to do with the resolution of problems.
Right. Well, that's a great idea, but
therapy. That's
what I said.
Yeah.
She needs to do something beyond just coloring in a book, because the problem is that idle activity, which is creative, you know, on a level, is not getting you out of the confines of your mind and your home life. If you're doing something that, like Neil suggested, that is more creative, and you're actually creating something fresh rather than just doing a mindless coloring, then you're going to have your mind is going to be involved and engaged in that rather than in your family.
Get a book
family.
On art therapy. Devise an outline for a coloring book of maybe a father, a mother, and a child, and the child has to color in by color what they feel about each person. Red for anger, and you set up a color scheme. Red is anger. Blue is love. Yellow is thoughtfulness. And you get the child to write into the interior of the diagram what they feel about the person regarding color. Okay, there's your start.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
It feels good. I mean, in the past, like I have my daughters are grown now, but I used to have them color or write while they were angry, so I could see how the handwriting was and what color they were.
I also did
the same thing in happiness, and that's how I found out how they were doing in school when I wasn't around. I would look at the notebook, and it would show me kind of how the day had gone for them before they even told me.
You're right in the wheelhouse of what's being
written. Okay.
Don't say you're all over the place. You're in your place. And what
I'm
you need to do now is create a coloring book that you can sell online. Okay? Create a coloring book you can sell online, not for just your family, for anyone. And you create this coloring book and you construct it in such a way that when you get your orders, you send them out and they have to pay a price.
Okay.
And all you have to do is put a color scheme to emotion. You could do flowers.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
You already got it. You're not all over the place. No, quit telling yourself that. I hear your kids in the background.
They must be grandkids. Hear your grandkids?
My one and only granddaughter.
Oh, granddaughter. Yeah. Okay.
So you got your answer from this show. We suggest you take it.
Okay.
Quit debating and trying to say things that might contradict what we're saying. And go forward. I think you'll be moderately successful, but it will give you a good placement and having some basis for your existence instead of feeling like you're all over the place.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll keep listening to the show, and I'll come back and let you know how it goes.
Please do. Please do. And please follow us, Nilda. We really appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your advice. Okay.
Bye. Okay. It's Gunjan. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Okay.
I thought about what
two dreams I wanted to come true.
Oh.
And I wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the first one, I would really like to know what the purpose is of all this, the world, the chaos, you know, the sadness, the happiness, everything. And secondly, I want to do something meaningful.
You want to do something meaningful.
Meaningful, yeah.
Right, with your life. Well.
Yes, that helps others.
That helps others beyond being a mother, which is very meaningful. Just you know, put it out there. Okay. Did you want to say something?
Well, I'll just say real quickly, and then Kristen can add. You know, the world is a word problem. We came into the world to solve problems. The world is a, it can consider, you know, when you have a word problem or when you have a problem to work out in mathematics or whatever it may be, you have, it's a word problem or a mathematical problem. The world is a problem we're supposed to work out. The best way to work out the problem is what you're saying, humanities, to help to find some place where you could solve the problems by making it a little bit better and easier on people. So it's psychological counseling, it's artistic, you can be a dance teacher, you can be a cook, teaching people something that you're good at, where you can also instill values and philosophy. That's the purpose of your two dreams. The world is a problem, and we're supposed to solve it by making it less of a problem. And you find your niche.
We're never going to solve the problem. No,
that doesn't apply, because you're getting too frustrated over trying to, you're not going to solve all the world's problems. If you solve one word problem, that doesn't mean you solved every word problem.
Well, the point I think Neil's trying to make is that, you know, each of us has our purpose to make the world a better place. And, you know, in terms of our own personal karma that we come into the world with and need to resolve, part of that resolution is going out into the world and being of service, however it may be. You know, as far as finding the purpose of the world, I mean, I know you listen to the shows, one, so you're listening, but listen mm-hmm. with a deeper understanding or a deeper ear. With, you know, the instruction that happens on the show, because you're going to start to learn more about those aspects of the world and why we are really here. I would suggest doing some research and reading too. And as far as having something meaningful or doing something meaningful in your life, what inspires you? I mean, what inspires you in terms of doing something meaningful, Gunjan? What would you like to do?
Something, making people happy, and just, you know, someone telling me, "Oh my God, you made my day," you know, something like that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, there's, making people happy is great. And getting feedback for making them happy is great. But sometimes, I mean, when you're doing the hardest work and giving of yourself, there's really no reward, I would say. You know, sometimes there's no reward. So it's not about, you know, getting that feedback and feeling good, because that's involved in somewhat in the ego.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm looking for. And it sounds insecure. But I think I am looking for that feedback.
That,
you know, just to assure myself that, oh, okay, I did something and I did something good, and that's why I'm here. God put me here. You know, just, it's selfish and it's insecure, but that's how I feel.
Right. So you want, right now you're at a place where you want to feel appreciated in your and loved, and you're not getting that really, I think, in whatever environment you're in at home or work or whatever it is. You're not feeling, Gunjan doesn't feel appreciated, and you want that. That's one of your dreams, really.
I mean, I know my family loves me, but it's more than that, you know?
What do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it. It's more than that. It's something that makes me feel like, oh, wow, I did something spectacular. And that makes someone's life very good, like changes someone's life in a good way. Like, I want to change someone's life. I don't know, for example. And then I want to be acknowledged for it, you know? Is that bad?
No, it's not
bad.
I
mean, everybody wants to feel like they're appreciated and acknowledged for what they do.
It's not bad. You got to go inside yourself, Gunjan, and figure out what is the best thing you can share with others that might enrich their lives. You got to go inside of you and figure out what you can pull out that will make others happy if you teach them or instruct them or guide them along that pathway. And then you've got to set out and do it, whether it's in a small area, you volunteer somewhere, or you have a little, you go to the library and say, I'm good at reading stories to kids. Can I do storybook hour? Or, you know, anything. It doesn't matter. You got to go inside and find out what you can give back to the world, and then let everything else blossom from there. The satisfaction is that you're doing it. Listen, we do a radio show, and we don't sit there wondering, oh, we're going to get great feedback. We do it, and we rest in the fact that we are helping as best we can with what we've got to give.
But you know what I mean, Neil and Kristen? Like, people call you for advice, and they take your advice, and that's a feedback. And that's you're changing people's world.
I mean, I see what you're saying. Well, then you need to find your area where you can feel like people are, you know, or you're benefiting people. And like Neil said, if it's even reading stories to kids at the library, I mean, connecting with those children outside of the reading hour and maybe helping them on an individual basis, you know, that's going to give you some kind of reward. But I mean, what we do on the radio, there's not a lot of rewards we're getting out of it. We're helping people. That's a reward. That's a reward. But it's not like, you know, we have this following of millions of people and people are praising us, and people go to the next show and ask someone else.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what happens.
You know, if you want feedback, you've got to find the environment through which you can get feedback. So whether it's online or somewhere in a brick and mortar building, you've got to go someplace where you can receive feedback. And you've got to then decide what it is you want to share. I don't know what it is you want to share. I mean, we think you're talented in many areas from what we've
experienced. Cooking, you know, use of color. I mean, you have an artistic flair. You know, there are things you can offer using those talents for sure.
You know, in cooking, the artistry of cooking in relation to the human psyche, if you teach kids how to cook with color, and you make those colors into emotion, like we were telling the other caller, you could teach children about cooking from India in terms of the color basis of food.
Yeah, I mean, have you thought about going to like a community center in your area and doing a summer course for kids?
No, I haven't thought about that. No, I haven't thought about that. Because I try to give back.
No.
And I try to give back, and all throughout my life, I tried to give back, and I tried to be very helpful and nice to people, but it seems like it goes unnoticed. Like, you know, people kind of just brush it off. Like, okay, all right.
You got to find
Sorry, hold on. 412, I just unmuted you on accident, but we're going to be getting to your call shortly. So,
okay,
sorry,
Gunjan,
about that.
You got to find the right environment through which you can express what you want to express. and get a small audience going, whether it's online or whether it's not online. We don't know what your other interests are, but we know that there's a deep philosophy that goes along with Indian cooking. It's deep. It's embedded in the culture and the history. You could share something like that, for example, but it doesn't have to just be that. You're more of a human being than just being a woman born in India. There are many things, and you have to figure out what you want to bring and then go to that environment through which you can express it.
Do you have, the other thing I want to suggest, I'm going back to an old piece of advice I gave when you were looking for that job, and I know you're working right now for MTV. Do you have any time to work outside the home besides the MTV job?
No, actually, I have no time because after I get finished with my job, it's like homework with the kids, and then, it's bedtime by the time I know it. So,
I think part of your problem too is that, I think it's great that you can work from home and that helps just, allow you to be in the house, available for the kids when they get home from school and all that. So, that's positive, but I think part of the problem is that you're somewhat isolated. You moved to a new area. You probably haven't made that many friends in this area. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't have friends.
Yeah, so you're really isolated. And when I suggested, go to a department store, do makeup because you love applying makeup. You love makeup. It is rewarding to help women feel beautiful about themselves. That's rewarding. It's a small thing, but it's rewarding. So that's, and it also would have provided you interaction with people, So,
yeah.
And you would have perhaps met people, maybe made a new friend or two, who knows, but even just the interaction of working with women on a daily basis, however many hours a week you need to work, 20 hours a week, maybe would have been a good thing for you to do, but now you're doing the MTV thing. So I think you need to be getting out there on some level, whether it's at a library or doing your own cooking class or, interacting with women. That's what we suggest. Anything else?
No. I mean, that's a good start. Your problem is going to be if you start to debate yourself out of this, then you'll have more of a problem.
And start reading some philosophical texts, maybe. You're curious about why we exist here on the planet. Start reading some philosophy books or something.
You don't want to get too disoriented with too many ideas. You want to get specific. But if we were to say one thing right now,
yeah, I know we're throwing
we
a bunch at her.
Caller, if we were to say one thing right now, and you had one opportunity teach somebody something before you left the planet, what would it be? Answer it real quickly.
Oh, my God. Be lovable. Be lovable to each other. For example, today I woke up and I heard that there were 40 military men who were traveling in India got bombed, and a terrorist group did that, and that's just unfortunate. So something like that, if I had one opportunity to say something to the world, is just be lovable to each other.
Well, one of the great things about teachers, and this goes all the way back to Romper Room, is that in play,
I thought you were gonna say.
No, in play you teach. So whether you're putting on makeup, you also use it as a vehicle to teach something about love, about appreciation of the body, about how we can make ourselves beautiful to the world, and how we can appreciate the way each of us look with different colors, different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that as a form of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't have to be a genius to understand these things. It's common sense. So if I were you, whatever it is, if you want to teach beauty and you want to teach how to be a good person, do it through a vehicle and at the same time teach while you're doing it. It's
right.
A wonderful way to teach kids too, which is the greatest gift.
Right, right, yes.
That's true.
Okay, Gunjan, we have to move on to other callers, but, you know, connect with us again and let us know how things are going, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Hope you feel better.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 412. Sorry, I unmuted you accidentally in the middle of someone's reading 412, but now it's all you. Who's this, please?
No problems. This is Mandy. Hi, Neil. I spoke with you both on Wednesday, and you had asked me a birth date of my mother's, and I didn't know
yeah,
the exact
the...
year.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
you're...
and I'm going to call back next week, and you told me you guys were on air today. So here
but
I am.
But you're calling from a different number. That's why.
I don't know if I am or not. Yeah, I have two different lines, so whichever one's charged up,
okay.
I use.
Okay. What's your birth date again?
I'm 2279, and Neil had asked me again my mother's birth date, and I didn't want to be off the air with that being so, you know, crucial.
And what is it? What's your mother's birthday?
52460.
And what's the question about your mother? I don't.
Well, I actually didn't call in about her. He had brought that to my attention, health related to her health.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we didn't
you,
get to, like I said, really elaborate without me knowing that exact birth year.
Well, you're interested in a relationship.
But
and,
was she, is she the relationship? She's
yeah,
relationship?
Her. Her father, the father of her child. And
she's not the poetry person?
No, I'm not the poetry person, yes. Neil was right. Yeah, I had called in originally. It was my son's father, Chad, and I. And you had picked up something about my mother asking me something, I believe, about a thyroid.
The thyroid.
You were saying thyroid or throat, and you said she had some chest problems, heart problems.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your mom, well, she was 19 when you were born, so she had you rather young. She's a 9 compared to year 3. She's got, I could see where some of the problems occur
with
her heart and
4,
things like that. She's
4.
A 27-9, so that means 60, 70, 80. In 1997, which is your inverted year, she would have had a change in life.
What, anything that you can relay to us?
No, that's when I, 97, I graduated from high school, and unfortunately, I've never had a close relationship with her.
Sorry, you graduated,
you
graduated from high school in 1997?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that, you know, her daughter graduating from high school is probably the change.
She didn't attend it, not to be ignorant, but she didn't even attend it.
But doesn't matter. She didn't attend your graduation.
Okay.
That's pretty sad. So you have to understand how the energy works, and that would be a significant event in her life if she doesn't attend the graduation of her daughter. Terrible.
Right, most definitely.
Yeah, that's significant. And were you having relationship problems? Obviously you were, but leading up to the graduation.
Never really argued with her. I just was never the mother that I felt I deserved and wondered. And so just ways that she wasn't pushed me away, to be honest with you. So never any big blowouts, just distance because of hurt. So
why would she not attend your graduation then? What was the catalyst?
Supposedly my sister was sick who lived with her, and supposedly my sister couldn't go with her, so she wasn't going alone as vain as that sounds, that's what I was told.
Okay, so there's a you've connected in life to people. Obviously, you have a child, and obviously, you have a mother, but there's a disconnection that occurs. So, what happens with you is you plug the cord into the socket, and the toy starts to work, and then it breaks down. And you're going, what? And you put it back in, and it works again, then it breaks down. So, you have this intermittent kind of situation going on in relationships, and what you're trying to find in this world of yours is how to have a substantial, deep, committed relationship because your heart and soul yearn for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean you can't be independent and autonomous, but we're human beings. And sometimes we, most of us crave a union with someone, and you're craving
right,
that.
Right, definitely. Right. Yeah, I'm sure I do love, but I don't know if this is any inkling that would help, but she's also the same way with my sister and my brother.
Your mother's disjointed. Your mother's dysfunctional. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
She's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
She seems very narcissistic
to me. Not being judgmental, but.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So that'll set a pattern for her in her life where she's having problems connecting relationships.
Right.
That's the problem.
But here's what we think. Here's what we think, Mandy, that according to your master number, your next cycle's occurring at 42. So if you're going to be. We're projecting that you're going to be in a relationship at 42.
Yeah, 42.
So,
right. I remember you touched on that. Mm-hmm.
What you should do without being too foolish about it is start to logically and responsibly start to look for a relationship, because we think that your soulmate's going to come in addition to your efforts. You're going to find your soulmate.
And they broke up. Now I'm remembering the reading. And I said there was an addiction problem. And you said, no, there was an addiction, but it was, you know, in that area. And I said, well, was it drugs and alcohol? And you said, yes. So that, is that correct?
Yes. I was wondering, since he was lost his job, you know, my concern for him was I didn't want him to go back to his past. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Spiral out of control. That was my... Mm-hmm.
We suggested that you move on from that relationship. So that's, I mean, still, I think, what we suggested.
And I didn't call in today about that.
About that.
Saying?
No,
like,
we know.
Like,
no, no, no.
I called in about the health thing since that, you know, showed up. And ironically, I think they're both very much narcissists in their own ways. Out of anyone I've known in 40 years of my life, a lot of the ways.
Your mom's first three numbers come to an 11. That's
okay.
Problematic. She's got some problems.
And Mandy is a doubling of 11, 22.
Yeah.
22.
I mean, you know, is there a concern about your mother? Yeah. Do I have health concerns? Yes, I do. There are some health concerns I have about your mother. But I don't, you know, as far as you're involved, do what you can, what you're comfortable with. I don't think there's anything to change that. Your mother's kind of leading a life of kind of being deprived of having enrichment of life. She has no enrichment. And she's probably a depressed person, and she's burdened with excuses. And she's kind of a, she's, what, who that, who's that?
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer. You know,
And if you're craving that, the relation, the type of mother that I feel I deserve as a person, even at 40, I kind of set myself up to get hurt every time I go. So sometimes it's just best to stay away, not argue, not fight, just stay away if you're constantly going to be disappointed.
Okay, so we suggest, having gotten your mother's birth date, and I mean, I don't think it's, you know, really serious to say about her health. I just don't think she's... She's just a depressed person that's hurting. So what feed into the relationship. We're expecting something at 42, but you can start now.
Okay.
Right.
Mandy.
Okay. I appreciate both your time and listening. Have a nice weekend,
both
of you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Mandy can follow us. She should, on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, etc. Okay. No one else has a hand raised. No one has pressed one. We have one more caller we can take here. 5 minutes left in the show, essentially. 519-262-303. I figured this person was going to ask for a reading because I know who it is. Is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. 1229-69. Am I right?
Yes.
I remembered. Okay. And I know that you're at 3912 equals 3. Okay. What's going on, Amy?
I was sick almost the whole month of January with breathing stuff.
There's some other callers that have had some major chest infections.
Yeah, and I was on antibiotics and prednisone for asthma and stuff like that, and my chest still hurts really bad. So I don't know if this is past life stuff or mom stuff, because my mom and my dad died of a heart attack. My mom's been in the hospital for heart failure. I don't know.
But it's lung, not heart, right? Your lungs hurt.
Yeah, my lungs hurt, but my doctor referred me to a cardiologist because I, in the past I had a diagnosis of a aortic aneurysm, and it's not big enough to like do surgery. So that's supposed to be followed up on. So that's just kind of a side note. Like, well, sometimes chest congestion and dysfunction, if we can't, you know, if the typical bronchial treatments aren't working, then, you know, we have a cardiac check. And if that doesn't come back, then I want you to go to a pulmonary specialist. So because this is, you know, it's an active thing in my life, she's sending me to a cardiologist first and then maybe a pulmonologist. But it feels like crap, and I just want to stay in bed. So,
well,
I don't know. Like,
when's your appointment?
February 28th.
February 20th?
28th. Yeah,
28th. Gosh, that seems a long time away. If you're having so much discomfort. Have they done any kind of chest x-ray?
No.
Which is really weird.
That
seems ridiculous to me that they wouldn't x-ray the chest to look at the lungs to see if there's anything else going on just because you've had this long-standing infection. I mean, I would say I want an x-ray of my chest. Obviously, the radiation isn't great. You don't want to do x-rays too often, but it seems like in this instance, I mean, it might be a good, you know, they can see pneumonia.
I read a doctor just got sued because he misdiagnosed. He wasn't correctly assessing the repair of some broken ribs, and he let it go on too far, and it was in the LA Times today, and he's being sued. I mean, you have doctors that are negligent, and if you're not feeling well, then switch doctors or impress upon your doctor that you want some tests done. That's the one thing. Two, asthma is usually emotionally induced, so you probably have, you know, you're depression. You're in depression mode, and that could be recycling through your, you know, it's a catch 22. You're depressed. You're not feeling well. You're depressed. But you, right now, you need an upper. You need something that naturally stimulates the heart and that makes you feel good. Because I feel you're bombarded by a lot of environmental stuff, family stuff. You're kind of depressed because you're feeling like things are caving in on you and you're almost trapped in a mine or something. So you know, I don't know if you're laying in bed and you don't have the motivation to get up. Aside from giving you medical advice that we can't really give, but we could say, go to a doctor and impress upon him or her that you need some more tests done. Aside from that, get the strongest tea, something. You need something to lift you up.
Well, exercise is good for that too, but she's sick, so probably not a good thing to do right now.
Something that stimulates you. I don't know what it, you know, I don't know.
Well,
look,
I'm going to a biocharger appointment this afternoon. There's a spa that's evaluating the biocharger. It's like the Beamer mat. I have that going for me. And my friend is going to give me a essential oil treatment, it's like raindrop therapy, but I think it's called physical aroma touch or something.
Oh, that will be probably good.
All that's good.
But I just would get checked more thoroughly. The fact that you've had this chest problem and then you have asthma already. I mean, this is something you've suffered from for a long time. I don't understand why they're not looking at your lungs.
Yeah, I don't either. So maybe I'll just walk right up to... Maybe I'll just go ask for the x-ray. I don't know if somebody has
the x-ray or go to urgent care. I mean, and say, listen, I've been sick for a long time. I'm very uncomfortable and I want an x-ray of my lungs just to make sure they're clear. You have the appointment with the cardiologist on the 28th, which, I mean, The aortic aneurysm, when was that last checked?
2013 or something like that.
I'm sorry, when? It's, you're cutting out, so it's...
Like 2013 or 2014. I'm not sure.
So they can grow? You said there, it was too small?
Can.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. You have had appointments, but definitely I would get something done prior to that. In terms of lungs. Yeah. And keep us posted on what happened.
And I know you guys can't give advice, but I was aiming more for the emotional crap if we can clear that, because like the physical can't heal if I don't clear the root.
Well, yeah, you have emotional
She's
problems. It goes back from childhood, you know,
with
something with your parent, the upbringing when you're a kid. It goes way back there, so there's some emotional clearing you need to do. So if you do this therapy that you're doing and you clear away memories that you have and dissolve them, that's going to help a little bit. You need to get rid of all the baggage in your mind that you've had about your upbringing that's caused you to feel down.
And see, this is something that we've talked to her a lot about before, but the problem is, Amy, that you're compounded. So, you know, when you clear stuff away, then a lot of times with the compounded energy, there's more that can be, you know, it's
keep
more difficult to you know, dispel it completely.
Clear out the baggage in your heart that's caused you to feel bad. Get rid of it. There's no point in holding on to it just because it happened.
Yeah.
Throw it out.